Foreign Service Institute, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Tape 13, frame 439. Read that word.
ดีใจ
It sometimes has the meaning to be glad, but when it is followed by verb phrase complement, it generally means that the person performing the action is doing so voluntarily. It has exactly the opposite meaning of
จำใจ
which means that a person has been made to do something and is doing it against his will. Compare the meanings of the following two sentences. Read sentence number one.
จัวดีใจเกือแกะ
This means the novice priest is voluntarily feeding the sheep. Now read sentence number two.
จัวจำใจเกือแกะ
This means the novice priest is feeding the sheep, but only because he has to. Frame 440. When either...
ดีใจ จำใจ
or any other verb of this type occurs with a verb phrase complement. If the action has not yet taken place,
จะ
comes before the verb phrase complement. Read this sentence.
กูดีใจจะเกือแกะ
What does that mean? It means I will feed the sheep of my own volition. Frame 441. Move the frame number up so that it is opposite the word
จะ.
If
จะ.
comes before
ดีใจ
etc. The feeling is present that one would be glad to do something, but rather hopes he won't have to. Read the next sentence.
กูจะดีใจเกือแกะ
Listen to it again.
กูจะดีใจเกือแกะ
What does that mean?It means I would be happy to feed the sheep, but hope somebody else does it. Frame 442. When
ja.
does not appear, the meaning is past time or present also. Thus, read the next sentence.
กูดีใจเกือแกะ
What does that mean? That means I was willing to feed the sheep, but it wasn't necessary. Or it might mean I'm willing to feed the sheep, but it isn't necessary. Frame 443. Please translate the following sentence. Write it in the spaces provided.And check your answer. Now read your answer.
เกือกูจะจำใจเจาะกระแจ
Listen again.
เกือกูจะจำใจเจาะกระแจ
Frame 444. Read this word.
Dai.
It means which, or in some cases any or every.
Dai.
occurs as a modifier of a noun phrase. It belongs to a class of words called indefinites. Its particular meaning is determined by the construction it occurs in. If it occurs in a question, it has the meaning which. If it occurs in a statement, it has the meaning some or any. Read these two sentences. Read number one first.
Got daddy.
That means, which island is good? Now read sentence number two.
Got dai ko di.
This sentence means any island is good. In the second sentence, the word
ko
before the verb phrase as predicate indicates that the sentence is a statement. Frame 445. Observe the following examples in which
dai
occurs after the noun phrase and
ko
before the verb phrase as predicate. Turn the page and look at the examples and their meanings. Read sentence number one.
Ko dai ko kai.
That means any island is far away or no island is near. Now read number two.
Chua đây có chạy đi.
That means any novice priest is kind. Now read sentence number three.
Cá chè đây có đi.
That means any key is all right. Please observe that the word
đây
meaning any, which is spelled with
sara ai mai muon.
Frame 446. On the basis of the examples you saw in the last two frames, translate the following sentences and write your answers in the spaces provided. Number one, any island is good. If you don't remember what the word for island is, it's
có.
Now read your answer.
Có đây có đi.
Sentence number two. Which key is partially broken? Do you remember the word for key? It's
kẹt,
and partially broken is
đứa.
Now read your answer.
Kẹt chè đầy đứa.
Frame 447.
Có đi
may be used after the verb phrase to indicate agreement with a suggestion. Look at these three examples. Read number one.
Chỗ có đi.
That means it's all right to stop for now. Now read number two.
Đâu có đi.
That means it's okay to guess. Now read number three.
Cửa có đi.
That means it's okay to feed them. Frame 448. Read this word.
De.
This particle
de
usually occurs at the end of a suggestion or request. It gives a more casual or friendly meaning to what is said. Read the first sentence.
จาะกระแจใดก็เจาะเด
้อ Listen to it again
เจาะกระแจใดก็เจาะเด
้อ That means drill a hole in any lock you like Now read the next sentence
เกลือจุใดก็เกลือเด
้อ That means feed any group you like In English this feeling is normally indicated by the tone of the voice like Don't forget now Frame 449 How would you translate this sentence Make my buddy feed the crows Now read your answer.
จำเกือกูเกือกาเด้อ
Listen again.
จำเกือกูเกือกาเด้อ
Frame 450. The following is a test to see how well you remember the vocabulary in this section. Translate the following phrases and sentences. If they are in English, change to Lao, and vice versa. Number one, my friend's black crow. Read your answer.
กาดำเกือกู
Now turn the page and read number two.
เกลือแกะจุใดก็ดี
How would you translate that into English? The correct answer is, whichever flock of sheep you feed is okay.Now translate the sentence number three. Which island does a novice monk remember? And write your answer in the space provided. Now read your answer.
จัวจำเกาะใด
Sentence number four. Read the sentence there.
กูจะเจาะกระแจ
Now translated into English. The correct answer is, I'm going to drill a hole in the lock. Now translate sentence number five and write it in the space provided. My buddy was forced to feed the bats.Now read your answer.
เกือกูจำใจเกือเจีย
Listen again.
เกือกูจำใจเกือเจีย
Now translate sentence number six. Any novice priest is kind-hearted. And write it in the space provided. Now read your answer.
จัวใดก็ใจดี
Number 7. Read the Lao sentence there.
กูดีใจจะเกือกา
Translate that into English. The correct answer is, I will be glad to feed the crows.Frame 451. This mid-class initial consonant is pronounced
ตุต่อ
This is the same sound as in the Lao word
ti,
which means to hit or beat. Frame 452. This sound is made by trapping the air behind the tongue, which is pressed against the top teeth, held briefly, and then released rapidly. The passage to the nose is closed, and the vocal cords are not vibrating. The release of air is made with little or no audible noise. The pronunciation of this sound is like the T in the English word stop. Say it after the tape.
Tò. Tò. Tò.
Frame 453. This letter is written as follows. Begin with a clockwise circle at the left bottom and proceed upwards and then to the right. Make a small indentation at the top and then go right and down. The indentation at the top is very important, since that is the only thing that distinguishes
to
from
do.
Frame 454. Listen as these words are pronounced. Number 1.
That.
Number 2.
Ti.
Number
3. Tu.
Number 4.
Te.
Number 5.
To.
Number 6.
Te.
Number 7.
Tua.
Frame 455. Like the word
ga,
all of these words begin with mid-class initial consonant and end with short vowel, followed by glottal stop, and are pronounced with high pitch contour. Pronounce these after the tape. Number 1.
Tu.
Number 2.
That.
Number 3.
The.
Number 4.
The.
Number 5.
The.
Number 6.
Tua.
Number 7.
To.
Frame 456. Read these words. Number 1.
The.
Number 2.
Tu.
Number
3. To.
Number 4.
Ti.
Number 5.
Te.
Number 6.
That.
Number 7.
Tua.
If you pronounce these words correctly, they were pronounced with high pitch contour. What evidence is there in the writing for this pronunciation? They all begin with mid-class initial consonants and end in short vowels. Therefore, they have high pitch contour. Frame 457. Write these words as they are read to you. Number 1.
To.
Number 2.
The.
Number 3.
That.
Number 4.
The.
Number 5.
Tu.
Number 6.
Tua.
Number 7.
Te.
Check your answer by looking below. Frame 458. Listen to the pitch contour on these words. Number 1.
Da.
Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. What is the pitch contour on these words? The answer is low. Are these syllables closed or open? They're open. How do you know? They all end in long vowels. Now repeat these words after the tape. Number 1.
Da.
Number
2. Da.
Number
3. Da.
Number 4.
Tua.
Number 5.
Tam.
Frame 459. Read these words. Number 1.
Tam.
Number
2. Tau.
Number
3. T.
Number 4.
Ta.
Number 5.
Tai.
What evidence is there in the writing for pronouncing all of these words with low pitch contour? They all begin with mid-class consonant and end in long vowels. Frame 460. Write these words as they are read to you. Number 1.
Da.
Number
2. Tua.
Number
3. Tam.
Number 4.
Tai.
Number 5.
Tau.
Number 6.
Da.
Now check your answers on the next page. Frame 461. Now you will be given a series of words to read, having different initial consonants. Read them. The tape will confirm your response. Number 1.
Jai.
Number 2.
Tam.
Number
3. Di.
Number 4.
เดา
Number 5
ก
่อ Number 6
กือ
Number 7
จา
Number 8
แจ
Number 9
เดือ
Number 10
ดา
Number 11
กัว
Number 12
ตี
Number 13
ด
อ Number 14
เกอ
Number 15.
To.
All of these words begin with mid-class initial consonant and are open syllables, hence they are pronounced with low pitch contour. Listen for these features as they are read quickly.
Jai, tam, di, dao.กกือจาแจเดือดากัวตีดอเกอโต
This is the end of tape 13. Reading Lao, a program introduction. Foreign Service Institute.